In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. I will confess thee with uprightness of heart when I have learned the judgments of thy righteousness. So is the seventh verse of Psalm 118. Now, I've told you before, these are more or less my personal reflections about this psalm, which I read every day. And I encourage you to read it every day, or at least a portion of it every day. So there's a lot that is my own feelings when I read this, because I read it over and over. And sometimes I look things up a little bit and try to see what the fathers say about this. There's not that much that's been commented on. There's not that much commentary about this psalm. So when I read this, I think that there are two kinds of confessions. Because the psalmist is saying, I will confess thee with uprightness of heart. Well, I suppose it is possible then to confess the Lord with not having uprightness of heart. And when I'm saying this psalm, sometimes I think, I am that person who confesses God without uprightness of heart. I want to confess him with holiness in my heart, but I'm not holy. And so as a Christian, the psalm that we say for communion prayers applies a lot. I said all men are liars. So one way of describing the process of salvation is to say that it is such that we could say this verse from the psalm and not be a liar. I will confess thee with uprightness of heart when I have learned the judgments of thy righteousness. So the second thing that I think about when I read this verse is that it is a process. There's a long time involved. The psalmist is speaking of something that is a future event after learning the judgments of God's righteousness. This is not something that happens immediately. It doesn't happen from reading the Philokalia. It doesn't happen from being able to say the Jesus prayer 1,000 times every day. It comes through the process of living, and as one of the best definitions of monasticism, or for that matter, Christian life, falling down, getting up, falling down, and getting up. So there's a process involved. This psalm always speaks to me of the process, of the time that it takes, and the effort that it takes to know the judgments of God. Not just to say, oh, I know that God's judgments, sure, the Ten Commandments. No, that's not the judgments of God. The judgments of God reflect who he is. The only way to know who somebody is to know them, to be around them, to see them, to hear them, to experience them. And so that's what this verse is speaking of, the lifelong experience of a person who wants to know God's commandments and therefore learns them. Now, obviously everyone, you could say, in the world, atheist included, is experiencing God in some way. I mean, the evidence of God is everywhere, in creation for that matter. So just experiencing some things of God does not make us become righteous. There has to be effort. There has to be focus. There has to be deep desire. And that's what this psalm is speaking of. All 176 verses is all about deep desire to know God's commandments. In this case, they're called the judgments of his righteousness. And so the third thing that I think about with this verse is that the world has no idea what judgments are, what the judgments of God are. No idea. Even people that profess to be Christian think of judgments as something that is bad. God judges us for our sins, and that if we are Christians, we are spared this judgment. Well, the Christian view is that we desire to be judged by God every moment. We desire to be immersed in his judgments, because his judgments is how he acts, who he is, just as our judgments are the kind of person we are. Are we honest or not? Are we kind or not? Are we humble or not? Do we think of others or not? The judgments of God are who he is. So to know the judgments of his righteousness means we know him. Which one of us can say we know him? We're trying to get back to the state that was in the garden when God would walk in the garden and speak to Adam and Eve. That's the kind of intimacy that we want to be able to have. And that intimacy can only happen if we learn his judgments over time and with great effort. So that's what this verse is telling us. And really the last three verses, the verse before this one and the next one are sort of a triad that speak of similar things. So this one is about learning God's judgments. And the other ones are learning his commandments and then keeping his statutes. So it takes time and effort to know God's judgments. Let us not think of God's judgments in a Western kind of juridical, legalistic way. Let us desire to be judged by God. Let us desire to know him, which is to be judged by him, which is to experience his judgments, experience who he is, and his judgments are always righteous. So let us look for that day, not just wish for it. This psalm is not about wishing. Nothing in the scripture is about wishing. It's about desiring. And because of deep desire, ordering our life such that we would obtain that which we desire. So the desire we are talking about today is to have uprightness of heart in our confession of God. To not be liars when we say we are Christians. And to know the judgments of his righteousness. The blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now, and ever, and unto the ages of ages.